Hello, everybody. It's Rev Gina and another Heretic Speaks. I think this is the fifth time that I've started this. And it's really kind of hard to sum up what I'm feeling right now. I think the biggest thing that I'm feeling is that, you know, we're at a crossroads. Humanity, U.S. culture specifically, is at a crossroads. We are in an awakening where people are able to see more of what's really going on in our country and by our and being done by our government. And, you know, I fully believe that it's the internet that has really sparked this, because, you know, you can't really hide on the internet, not anymore. I mean, just look at how fast people know about the torture report that came out today. It's just amazing. But the thing is, it's where we choose to go at this crossroads. There's a part of me that just can't understand how there are people that are blinding themselves to the realities of the system. And, you know, are there good cops out there? Of course there are. There's probably just as many good cops as there are bad cops or violent cops. I mean, you just got to take a look at Richmond. You know, there was a good article about Richmond's progress in that. But I think what people don't understand and what people seem to kind of be blind about is that it's not specifically the cops. It's the system. And that includes law enforcement. That includes the judicial system. We have a problem in this country where our judicial system and our governmental systems do not value human rights and individual rights. And you can try and deny it all you want, but the U.S. is not the greatest country in the world anymore. I don't even know if it ever really was. Maybe at one point it was. But, you know, like I said, the torture report today really kind of proves it, doesn't it? I mean, we all know, no matter how much we see in pop culture about the American dream and living the American dream, most of us know that's a lie. Most of us know that's not attainable. You know, there's a reason why the 1% is the 1%. But I think we are at a crossroads. We have a choice of where to go and how to treat people. We have a choice of showing compassion or going down another path. And I hope and I pray that it's the compassion that will win the day. But it's really difficult to see that in the midst of all this pain and suffering and anger. Sometimes it has to be let out. I reposted a picture on Facebook talking about, you know, being peaceful in the riots and all. And someone rightly pointed out to me that Stonewall started with a riot. And I was like, you know, you have a very valid point. And I've been thinking about this week, because we don't always think about how actions work. And I guess what I mean by that is that we don't always think that violence is appropriate and, you know, and I am a pacifist for the most part. But there are people who are warriors. And it's necessary sometimes. There sometimes need to be people who can do that work. You know, if it was a peaceful world, we'd probably still have people studying martial arts. I mean, you look at the Star Trek world, right? They still have guns and they still have people training to do martial arts. But I remember reading an article one time about these police officers who were studying Zen Buddhist meditation. And, you know, the police officer's like, you know, listen, I'm a cop. I gotta be violent. I gotta do what's gotta be done. And I said, and the teacher said, but isn't it better that you're mindful and doing that work? And I think that's the direction that we're heading at in this crossroads, is being more mindful of how we're treating people, being more mindful of the systems, you know, being more mindful of who's representing us. And I really wish that, you know, we'd have more of a thought towards correcting the system. You know, putting the people in who could be, who could protect the system, or who could change the system. But I don't even know if that's possible now. Because the government itself has its own problems. You know, it's being run at this point by people who consider, for the most part, who consider the poor and women, etc., etc., non-entities. We are little children who cannot think for ourselves. And sometimes we prove them right, which is scary. The systems scare me, because I know that if me or my loved ones get caught in them, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's lethal. There are people I care about who would get caught, who could get caught in the systems anytime. And I would be afraid for them to die. That's just the way it is. Right now, a lot of the loved ones that I know, a lot of people I care about, if they go into the justice, quote unquote, justice system, they're dead. And this is what we mean when we say Black Lives Matter. This is what we mean when we say justice. This is why people are out there. I think, like I said, we're at a crossroads, and we're at a point where we have to decide whether it's money that matters or people that matter. Is it government that matters, or is it the people that are in it? Is it the public? Is it we the people? And hopefully we can make that choice without bloodshed. Now, moving on to news for This Week in Heresy. I know some of you are probably wondering why we didn't have an episode last week. Well, life kind of got in the way. And life has been kind of in the way in the last couple of months or so. You know, I remember telling you all that we did move to a new house, and this is the first this week, the Heretic Speaks from the new studio. And we're moving into kind of a new phase of This Week in Heresy in some respects. Not only have I put out a call for interviews, and if you would like to be interviewed, you can email me through the website or find me on Facebook or Twitter. But I've also decided to put myself on Patreon, which basically means it's kind of the NPR model type. And I have a few bonusy things for different pledge levels, and you pledge a certain amount. You can pledge a certain amount per month. I know you can cap it, depending on what you want to do. But if you want to pledge monthly, and it can be any amount, it could be a buck, it could be $5, $10. At the $5 level, $20 level, and up, you know, there are things that you can get. And there'll be more things as the next year goes on, because we're going to be starting some other side business things. And so there might be some beautiful statuary and knitting needles and things like that in people's features. But yeah, if you'd like to pledge monthly, because, you know, this work, a lot of this work I do for free because this is my ministry. However, you know, I want to be able to expand this. I want to be able to go to different conferences and pagan events and Christian events and other places, you know, interview people and bring that back to you. I also have expenses for doing this podcast. You know, we have a Libsyn account and you know, the website and all. So if you can help out, if you can send some money, pledge some money my way, that'd be great. And if not, you know, if you can only do a one-time thing, I still have the tip jar. You can leave a tip. But you know, it's not all free to make this. But you know, I will always make these episodes available for free for people to listen to, because for me, it's also more, you know, it's more important that these stories and these messages get out. And other news, Between the Worlds Church is doing their normal December service all online. And we have essays for each Sunday of Advent. We have an essay for Yule and an essay for Christmas. And we're also thinking about maybe doing a kind of a Q&A session ritually thing via Google Hangout. And if people are interested in it, let me know. And I will try and sort that out about when and where, when and how, and timing and all that. And last but by no means least, on December 20th, I almost said 11th, that was silly. On December 20th at 11 a.m., our Deacon Denise from Between the Worlds Church is holding a ritual called Spirit Babies, and it's for anyone of any gender who have lost children, particularly through abortion, stillbirth, or miscarriage, but it's any child loss of that, you know, and for any gender, for anyone who's experienced it. And it's a really powerful ritual, and I participate in it. I participated in the last couple of years, and well, since I participated in the first one as well. It's very moving. It's at City of Refuge UCC in Oakland, 8400 Enterprise Way. And if you follow Between the Worlds Church website at btwchurch.wordpress.com, you can find that there. And I hope all of you have a good weekend. And we'll talk to you next time.